This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The CU Board of Regents is suing its insurance company for allegedly failing to pay claims related to financial losses caused by the pandemic. CPR's Paolo Schalzeda reports.
The claim is potentially worth more than $1 billion, according to BizWest. The suit alleges CU's insurer, Factory Mutual, failed to honor its policy, which covers communicable disease response. The CU system is currently facing a budget shortfall of $218 million. To make up for that, CU leaders proposed a 3% tuition increase that would prevent layoffs, pay cuts, and furloughs. I'm Paolo Schalzeda, CPR News.
Daily service on Amtrak's two routes through Colorado will soon be restored. That's coming this spring. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The California Zephyr and Southwest Chief have been running only 3 days a week since the pandemic hit last year. Now, new COVID relief dollars will allow Amtrak to bump that up to daily service this May. The line served tourist destinations like Glenwood Springs and Grand County, and also Eastern Plains towns, including La Junta and Fort Morgan. Separately, Amtrak is interested in establishing a rail line up and down the Front Range, but that is years away from reality. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Coming up, it often takes years to find doctors for the most rural areas of Colorado. The isolation, long hours, and wide-ranging responsibilities can make the job a tough sell.
There's no escape. That's the thing. If you don't have the personality for this type of practice, you're going to feel very trapped.
CPR's Dan Boyce introduces us to the only primary care doctor in Park County who is still in practice 8 years after she retired. We'll have that story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Ray White, a veteran radio host whose nearly 50-year career spanned musical genres from coast to coast, died Sunday of cancer. White was most recently the afternoon host on CPR Classical. He was 69 years old. We'll have a remembrance of this very lovely man in 15 minutes on All Things Considered, so be sure to be with us for that. It's 40 degrees in Denver, 35 in Colorado Springs, 46 degrees in Vail. We are expecting snow along the Northern Front Range this weekend.